Herman's relief, and now there is one. Herman Wallace, one of the longest-held political prisoners in the world, and a member of the Angola Three, is on the brink of freedom after a federal court granted his habeas corpus and vacated his bogus murder conviction. Herman, 72 years old, now becomes the second of the Angola Three to have their wrongful convictions reversed, paving the way for Albert Woodfox, who remains under the claws of the state. The Angola Three have spent more time in solitary confinement than almost any men in America, over 41 years after the three then young men were charged with murder to cover up the real reason for their draconian banishment to the hole for life, what Louisiana officials termed Black Pantherism. Despite the fact that no reliable evidence exists to support the murder charge, there is abundant evidence to prove that the Angola Three, Robert King, Albert Woodfox, and Herman Wallace, were targeted by Louisiana for being revolutionaries, for being members of the Black Panther Party, and for being bold enough, courageous enough, to organize a branch of the Black Panther Party in the very bowels of Angola State Penitentiary back in the 70s. The late L.A. Deputy Minister of Defense, Geronimo Xijaga Pratt, once called them the most courageous Panthers of them all, for daring to organize in the heart of Angola a former slave plantation. For their political beliefs and affiliations, they were consigned to living death in Angola's hole for over 40 years. Herman's win is bittersweet, as it comes the very year that the 72-year-old was diagnosed with liver cancer, terminal liver cancer. What kind of system damns three innocent men to decades in dungeons? The kind we live in. Herman's almost home. He's in a hospital. Albert remains waiting. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.